don't know what their names are. I don't think I do.
If you don't know who's playing, that's because he doesn't know either.
Well, basically, he had a real chance there for a short ball to go down the line, but he just missed wide. 30 all.
That's hilarious. Capriva, Caprivo, Couté.
The name's written right in front of us.
Couture.
No need for that. Apologies.
30 all, 5-3 in the fifth. Capriva serving, first serve.
And he's serving to the backhand. It's another of those high loopy returns. Capriva came forward, now he's gone back again, plays his backhand cross court to the forehand wing of the left-handed Frenchman, who's now slicing on his backhand. Under pressure here, shortish ball, Capriva's putting him into a corner. It's chipped back into play again by Mute. Now he's having to really stretch on his forehand wing and he can't get there. And Vic Capriva, after 4 hours and 20 minutes, has a match point.
Yeah, he deserves it because he's really the one going after it, being much more aggressive, trying to find more energy to finish this match and go through the finish line. He's got one point to do it. It was the 25th winner of the back end from Capriva.
Anna Kalinskaya has just won against Louis Boisson, 6-2, 6-2. Match point for Vic Capriva, serving to the backhand. Another high loopy return, flattened out by Capriva. Oh, an even higher ball from Mute. It was high and it was also long. And a very long match here on Court Simone Mathieu has ended in victory for the man from Czechia. Vic Capriva has outlasted Corentin Mute of France. He wins 6-3, 5-7, 6-4, 3-6, 6-3.
Wow, what a match, what a match. And I mean, Capriva went after it. I think it was probably the fresher of the two, but also, you know, at the end, it was tougher and tougher for him to go through the finish line. Just pushed it, took some risks, and got rewarded. He's celebrating, like roaring towards his bench. That was very cute.
Oh, he's so pumped. I mean, there is some energy left inside him.
Yeah, which is amazing. I mean, I think he's, you know, when he's going to crash, he's going to crash big after this. The recuperation and the recovery is going to be absolutely huge for this player. Wow, 4 hours, 20 minutes.
Yes, another epic battle. We've been treated to quite a few so far. Well, we're still in the first round, of course, starting on a Sunday, so the first round is spread over 3 days.
Raccompagner Corentin Mute.
He's going to be disappointed for sure. Corentin is giving the thumbs up as he's leaving the court to the crowd. He's going to sign a few autographs if he's got a little bit left in him. Yes, he is, with all those great youngsters who are at the door waiting. Wow, what a match that was. And it is very sad to see that, unfortunately. Well, Louis Boisson is out of the tournament. This is going to be costly, and I'm going to tell you and explain you why. Well, she's losing all her point of her semifinal. She's going to drop 148 in the world.
And we'll talk more about that in a moment, but we're going to hear from the winner after that epic battle on Court Simone Mathieu. Here is Vic Capriva.
Mesdames et messieurs, nous allons recueillir les impressions du vainqueur du jour qualifié pour le deuxième tour de Roland Garros. La traduction va s'afficher sur les écrans. Many congratulations. What a battle for you today in the first round here in Roland Garros. 4 hours and 20 minutes, 5 sets. You finally win. What was your mentality during all the game?
I mean, first of all, thank you. Thanks to everybody who came. I mean, you've been incredible. Yeah, thanks again. It was a respectful game, I think. So, and about your question, I don't know. Like, I was struggling at the end of the second set, so it was so tough to mentally stay in the heat in the match to keep fighting, to just believe in yourself. And the turnover in the third set, I think that gave me a lot of energy that I could play more than 4 hours.
Yeah, congratulations for that. You seem so happy. You had a lot of success on clay this season. You had a nice road in Rio with a semi-final. How do you explain so much success on clay this season?
I mean, I don't know. I think we did a good preseason with my team. So then we decided to go on the clay season a little bit earlier than usual, and actually it went well in Buenos Aires or Rio. Then now the European clay season is also pretty good so far. So yeah, I'm just trying to play, to enjoy, to push.
I guess
push
we go myself back here because Parry's into a third set.
The sky's the limit, so yeah.
A new success with that. Congratulations.
Thank you.
Maybe a word for all the French people who were here for Corentin, but who appreciate a lot your game today and finally your victory, because you are a fighter, you are a warrior.
Thank you so much. Yeah, I know it's pretty tough for you guys, but I was just fighting for myself. Thank you.
Congratulations. Enjoy.
Thank you. Merci.
Well, he spoke very well. Sorry, I'm getting scared of the buttons that Stefan has introduced this year. I mean, they're pretty straightforward, and yet Sophie and I, we can't work
out. It's totally counterintuitive. It's like when it's lit up, it's off.
Off, yes.
And when it's not lit up, it's on. It makes no sense whatsoever. But
apologies.
Thank you, Stefan.
You might have
heard us getting too excited about things here.
Yes.
But anyway,
and also
we are
deciding
about
that we're going
thing.
Back to Diane Parry. What are we excited about?
Diane Parry.
Oh,
she's
sorry,
in the third set. This is incredible. From down 6-love, looking really out of this match, and then all of a sudden took a break, bathroom break, came back, was up 2-love, had a chance for 3-love, then eventually 2-all, then was able to actually get that set for 6-2. So that's a great effort, and I hope that she's going to be able to come through here, as it is now her opponent who took a bathroom break.
While there is a break there, I'll just rattle through a few messages. First of all, Clark has been in touch, says thanks for sharing the email address again, been listening all weekend while spending the evenings at the Movement Festival in Detroit. Tuned in for the rest of the tournament. Merci for the courageous coverage. Stay cool. So hang on, been listening all weekend daytime. Well, anyway, you've been listening a lot, Clark. That's what we'd like to hear. So thank you very much. Great to hear from you. Hello to Howard Yates, who says, to defend my fellow Anglo-Saxon and our use of the word juice, remember the sport and the vocabulary are old French. It's not our fault that the French change their words. Exactly.
Excuse me?
Yeah.
You got to say that again. They didn't change their word.
Yeah. I mean,
you guys made
your
up
fault.
Words.
When we say
love, you say love. It used to be called 40 l'œuf, meaning the exact shape of the eggs, meaning zero. And you guys across the pond couldn't hear and couldn't see it written. You went, oh, that sounds like love. Well, it wasn't.
All right, love. Whatever you say. Red Sox.
I can't go on. There's others.
No, don't come
tennis.
On. Don't go
tennis.
On.
Tennis. Do you remember? You know where tennis comes from, right?
You told me every year for the last 10 years.
Do you remember?
No.
Okay, so in France, when they were playing, when they were engaging the ball, they would say tenez, and it was spelled T-E-N-E-Z.
Right.
And what would you say that was in phonetic in English? Tennis. Tennis.
Tennis.
There you go.
Yeah.
Yeah, well, that's how it happened.
Thanks.
Again.
Thanks, Soph.
You guys are making changes.
I always love the way you tell that story every year and we forget it straight away.
Well, maybe you should write it down.
Red Sox Devil says, Sophie needs to teach Marcus some of the amusing French insults he will no doubt receive while out on the streets dressed like Andre Agassi on LSD. I mean, that's a bit harsh. Andre Agassi on LSD.
Thank you. See, finally, somebody is really seeing the picture I posted.
He also, interestingly, says, as I was, that he's intrigued to hear that Gael Monfils fancies a move into finance after tennis.
Why?
And Red Sox says if Gael plays at finance with the same style and panache that he plays tennis, then the conservative world of finance is in for a bit of a shake-up.
You know what Andrea Petkovic said about that? She said, I think I'd rather give my money to Alina. That was hilarious. I actually agree with her. But anyway, he's going to be great, whatever he does. The guy's going to put a million percent in what he does, so it's great to see.
Richard's been in touch, wants to know if Faulty Bowers is in the team again. That's Chris.
He is.
He's in the team.
He is in the team. I was with him yesterday.
Yeah, was he malfunctioning?
No, it was functioning all right.
Okay, that's good.
Yep. He did, you know, he charged his old body, you know, and it was fine.
He's getting ready for a tennis event. I know that much.
He is?
Yeah,
he's
playing some sort of event. Well, we'll give him the book.
He really needs the book.
He does, doesn't he?
I've seen him play once. He needs the book.
He says he's very good.
Yeah, well, he needs the book.
Says he moves very well.
Uh-huh.
And on the subject of opening mouths before we get into this final set, Sophie, John's been in touch again. When I trained as an actor, one of the first things they did was to have us open our mouths as wide as possible and use two fingers to massage that part of the jaw just under the ear. I could not believe how painful it was.
It is.
It's crazy how well our bodies often hide stress.
Yep, and actually my osteopath showed me that 2 days ago. He's a magician. Last week it was when I went to see him, and same thing. I mean, it's so important.
Barbara has been in touch. She's not enjoying some of the French defeats so far.
Yeah,
but she does say, delighted to hear your voices again. I'm still stuck above Le Cercle Polaire, or Polaire.
Le Cercle Polaire.
Is that the Arctic Circle, obviously?
Yes, it is.
Goodness me, due to first work and then sickness, longing to get back to France and the Alps, looking forward to your company, although in the past it's caused me both a house fire and my dear cat passing. And I do remember
the house fire
and the dear cat passing.
Yeah,
and listen, Barbara, well, I'm not going to say that things come in threes, but I sincerely, well, I have now, but listen, don't have any disasters over the next couple of weeks, and we do appreciate your company, despite the fact that it's not always a happy time of the year for you.
Hopefully everything goes well, as we are now in the third and final set here of Anelina Kalinina from Ukraine playing against Diane Paris, the French player. And it is 40-30 for Paris to try to hold here in the first game of that final set.
And just to remind you, if you weren't with us earlier, to tell you that Paris lost the first set 6-love, but then hit back to win the second by 6-2. And here we are at 40-30, first game of the decider, and slice on the backhand does not work for Paris. Back to juice.
You know what I don't understand is Paris has such a fabulous one-hander topspin, and I'd like to see this mixed up with that slice. He's also been developing for about a year and a half to use a two-hander as well, especially on the returner's serve. So she has three backhands, two-hander, slice, backhand, and a topspin backhand. That's pretty amazing. That's a great serve, good return.
Very good deep return, and it had Paris in two minds. Eventually she went backwards, she's had to go back again, and there's a ball that Kalinina perhaps could have attacked with more gusto, but she does enough.
She hit the back of the line on an inside-out deep forehand. So lucky to get just a tad bit of that line. That was sufficient.
Bill's been in touch from Chicago. He likes his play on words. Says, another scorcher today, I see. Poor Corentin's brains must be mashed mutato at this point.
Not bad.
Vive Capruve. That's Bill in Chicago. Thanks very much. Of course, you can get in touch via X and via email as Parry puts her first serve into the net. The X handle at @radio_RG. That's @radio_RG. I'll give you the email in a moment. Break point for Kalinina. A second serve. It's a double fault into the net.
She was up 40-love or 40-15 in that game, if I'm not mistaken. Ay, ay, ay. That is going to hurt.
That is
big.
Email address, frenchopenradio@fft.fr. That's frenchopenradio@fft.fr. @radio_RG for our X handle. And don't forget, we're live every day from 11 a.m. French time right through until the close of play. We love to hear from you. We love to know what you're doing. Are you somewhere exotic? Well, you don't have to be anywhere exotic. Just
let us know.
Let us know how you're passing the time, what you've enjoyed so far. Any comments,
any
observations?
Any questions for Marcus about his book?
Criticisms of Sophie Amiak? We never get any of those.
Why do you have to be so negative when I'm so positive about you? What
That's
is
true.
This about you?
I don't know. I don't
what
know.
Is it?
It's like this feeling you've got to attack first,
what
just
happened?
In case.
You must have spent a little bit more money on that psychologist. You forgot. You needed another year or so.
At least. Certainly after a week or a couple of hours with you in the booth.
Yeah, right. Blame it on me. Right.
Well, we'll be departing in 12 minutes or so. I'm not quite sure who's going to replace us. It's not going to be Faulty Bowers because he was on earlier. Lady Eleanor of Preston will be back for the night session with
Simon.
Me.
Simon is coming.
Simon Cambers?
I think so.
And I suspect that might mean our Australian correspondent as well.
Wee.
Courtney Walsh and Simon.
No,
now they're
I think
they're
Eleanor
a dangerous
is coming back.
Double. No, Lady Eleanor's with me for the night match.
Oh, okay. take that back. All right. Now we are in this second game, and it is now Kalinina giving a free point on the opening point in this service game. Love 15, one love Kalinina serving.
Another double fault. Forehand, off forehand from Parry, who's winding up for another of those shots, but she's just clubbed it into the net.
And this is unforced errors after unforced errors. Starts of this third set, It's been a very odd match, to say the least, between those two.
It's always good to know that somebody's going to pick up on your errors, Sophie.
Oh, I made a mistake.
No, it's me. Adam's been in touch. Oh. Backhand down the middle of the court from Kalinina. Same again, good depth as well from Kalinina, who's got a blue cap on to go with quite a multicoloured outfit. Predominantly black, but with some reddish and pinkish touches as well. This is a long rally. Back goes Parry again. Ball just bounced up a bit awkwardly at her. Driven forehand from Kalinina. Now she's onto her backhand wing. The slice from Parry right onto the baseline. Inside in forehand from Kalinina. And still the... still the point continues. There was a late-ish call against Parry. Just long, a fraction long, and immediately Kalinina pointed to the mark, and if there was any doubt in Parry's mind, there wasn't after that. So that's a tough point to lose. It went on for a while. Adam says, only emailing in to express my great amusement at mine. Marcus is calling Mute Kute and Capriva Caprivet for the very same point at the end of the match.
Yeah,
otherwise it's faultless,
you know,
he says.
It's in the box. You cannot, you're not going to fight that one.
You get away with nothing.
Sorry.
Get away with nothing here. And as soon as the Empress hears about it, I'll be standing in the corner for an hour.
you might not be asked to come back next year.
Quite possibly.
Might not even finish this year.
No. This session.
At this rate.
Backhand return from Diane Parry, who then plays a nice-looking forehand, but at the moment, Kalinina's getting everything back. She's coming to a short ball now, but she's drilled that short ball on a backhand wing into the net.
Well, I'll tell you what, it's an hour and 36 minutes, I mean, on court, an hour and 38, actually, on the clock, and I can tell that, you know, it is going to be this, maybe this is going to be physical in the sense that Kalinina is starting to feel it, especially on that last ball. You could tell she came on the ball and she's a little bit nonchalant in between points, so she's going to try to finish this match quickly. I think she's going to take more risks. Let's see if she gets rewarded by it, but she needs to finish the point way earlier than 4, 5, 6 exchanges here.
Serves to the Parry forehand, returns back at the feet of the server, and then a mishit forehand from Diane Parry. Just to remind you all that the night match here on Châtrier, starting at 8:15 local time, features the world number one, the winning machine that is Jannik Sinner, up against one of the 21 Frenchmen in the draw in the first round this year, Clément Tabour. Why are you laughing?
Sorry. Clément Tabour.
What am I going to call him, Tabor?
Yeah, you can call him Tabor.
Oh, that scream was from Diane Parry, yeah, because she's just been forehand long.
Well,
she's so frustrated.
I mean, listen, that was actually a backhand. That was the 13th backhand that she missed, but she has missed also 17 forehands. So altogether, that makes 30 unforced, if I'm not mistaken, plus the other ones throughout the match. And I'm going to look actually at the amount of unforced errors so far from the racket of Diane Parry. It's not going to be pretty.
I'll just tell you what's
34 unforced for 21 winners, 19 unforced for Kalinina for 13 winners.
Wow.
Now
you were quick to get those stats on. Well done. No, I didn't realise you had...
Absolutely amazing.
No, that was good. Absolutely. I thought you were going to go and look for them. You had them right there. I was just going to say that Felix Auger-Aliassime is about to get underway on court Suzanne Longlin against Daniel Altmaier. So that's Canada against Germany. Who else have we still got today?
Well, Madison Keys
against the lovely Anna van der Winkel.
Van der Winkel.
I do like saying that name. Anna van der Winkel of Belgium, to be followed by Kimberly Burrell and Jessica Pegula. So lots of tennis still to be played on that court.
Great effort, by the way, court 14 for Alexander Bublik, who came back and won that second set 8-6 in the tiebreak. So it's a set all actually just won about 1 minute ago. Was Struff, who actually won the third. So he's up 2-1 on court 14. 2 hours and 27 minutes on that court already.
Diampaolo's played a lovely drop shot to go to 30-love in the third game of the final set here on Chatrier. She's a breakdown in it. Now, Victoria Mboko is last on court 14 today. Am I right in thinking you've tipped her at least as your dark horse? Or to win?
To win.
To win?
You can't get Mboko a dark horse in the top 10. That would be cheating. Can't be a dark horse.
You've got her to win.
So. Yes, I've got her to win, Marcus.
Big serve. Ace from Parry. Okay, that's a big call.
By the way, when was the last player to win Strasbourg and win here in Roland Garros back to back? That's a question for all of you out there. If you are interested, you have about 30 seconds because we're leaving. Just kidding.
Well, do you remember? Someone will come in. I tell you what, whoever.
Do you remember who it was?
No, not off the top of my head.
Only one player did it ever.
Strasbourg and then.
And then Roland Garros.
Roland Garros.
Back to back. And you know, this year, one player can do it also is Emma Navarro, who beat Mboko in the final of Strasbourg.
So
she just won today, by the way.
Would I be right in thinking that it's not a huge name because the big names tend not to go to Strasbourg?
Well, you're actually wrong. It is someone who's won a couple majors, so to me it's a big name. You win one, you already
Couple of majors.
One of them.
I need help,
one
guys.
One of them in your own country.
Guys and girls, I need
should
help.
Should you not know that? One of them in your own country. On the grass court,
really?
SW19. How am I doing?
What on earth is that voice? Honestly. I need help, everybody, at radio_RG or French Open Radio at fft.fr. Who's
ooh,
the only player to have won Strasbourg? And then Roland Garros. Huge shot from Kalinina.
Huge forehand behind the baseline. She was able to hit that with depth cross court as a winner. This is her seventh only winner of the forehand. 19th winner from Jan Perry on the forehand. So she has 17 unforced on the forehand, but 19 also winners of the forehand. Paris in chance here to actually get on the board. 40-30, love two in the third.
Just waiting for a moment. Slight distraction in the crowd. Now she's ready. She serves to the backhand and she plays a deep forehand ball that elicits a defensive shot from Kalinina, but she has been defending extremely well. Can she get to this drop shot? Yes, she can.
She made it.
Oh,
she
my did. Goodness, and did.
Right in the corner. She hit the best forehand that I've seen her hit in a long time on the run, on the drop shot, went full out with that forehand cross court that landed right in the corner of both lines of the singles court.
Parry couldn't believe it.
Oh, my. That was an extraordinary shot from the racket of Kalinina.
Come on, somebody help me. Answer Sophie's question. The only player, did you say, to have won Strasbourg and then Roland Garros? Congratulations, Berit.
You got it.
Berit.
Bravo.
Give you the answer after this, assuming it's right, Berit.
Assuming it's right.
No, I mean, assuming her answer is right.
His answer is right.
Barbora Krejcikova.
Oui.
Well done.
Exactement.
Berit's in Idaho.
Not only that, you know, she won here in Roland Garros, but she won also the doubles that year.
Yes.
And the girls' singles was won by a Czech player also, which I don't remember the name, but we'll come back. It was a sweep from the Czech players. Unbelievable that year.
Well, there's a break point here, another one for Annalena Kalinina. Dug really deep in this game. She's already got the advantage in the deciding set. Our replacements have arrived.
Oh, they are here, the boys. I'm sorry. Because he wants that side.
Harry serves to the forehand and the return is long.
Everybody wants the left side. You're the only one who wants the right side.
No, I did want to go on that side.
No, actually, Chris Bowers loves that side too.
We've got ourselves into a terrible tangle on more than one occasion.
No, you got yourself in a tangle.
But I've enjoyed reading Sophie's book.
Yeah, you need it.
I've been lucky to work with a lot of talented people in tennis, but Marcus Buckland has to be the top of the list. It's very kind of you.
And that is not in the book.
Backhand return from Kalinina, who's now going cross-court and wide. So Parry is fighting for her dear life here. We'll just hang on to the end of this game.
You know,
obviously, she's got a hold.
You know, Marcus, she needs this game. I mean, being down 3-love is a very
curtains.
High mountain to climb.
What's curtain in French?
Les rideaux. It would be rideau, I think, for her. Yeah. Well, you never know. This is tennis. We've seen comebacks from nowhere, so...
That's true. Parry are now being accused of having different coloured shoes on. No, just they're just stylish, Courtney. You probably don't get those types in Australia.
I mean, everybody's in shorts. What
Second
is this?
Back.
Radio Roland Garros. Radio Roland Garros will be with you from 11 local time, broadcasting live from Paris, bringing you ball-by-ball commentary, exclusive interviews, and all the very latest news.
Radio Roland Garros.
Listen again, replay.
And reply from Kalinina, the off-forehand from Parry. Shortish ball now for Parry to come in and clubs with an inside-in forehand. It's brilliantly picked up by Kalinina. The half-volley from Parry, then the volley from Parry. Another volley from Kalinina into the net. And after a real old scare, Parry's managed to hold. She's on the board in the final set. She is a breakdown. It could have been worse. There's still life in this curious match. Of course, Kalinina winning the first set 6-love. Back came Parry in the second. And now she's looking to come from a breakdown in the decider. Sophie, merci.
Merci. And you know what the good news is about here, about this Châtrier court? It's getting fuller and fuller, and that's going to help Parry a lot, which we heard how the fans reacted to Parry finally getting a game in this final set. So thank you again. That was marvelous.
A lot of fun. Thank you
and
very much.
We will let the boys come in, Simon.
Thanks, Sophie. You brought your book in, and you've turned off the computer.
I didn't touch the computer. The computer turns off by itself.
Yes, that's the problem. No. That's why you have to keep pressing it.
I was very into the matches. I'm so sorry I didn't press on it for you.
Well.
I see how you are.
We'll manage.
I am tired of being abused here. I'm going to leave
really?
Now. Have a great night.
Why are you still working with Mark?
Have a great night. Why am I even talking to you?
That's a good question.
Au revoir, monsieur.
Au revoir.
Bonsoir. Bonne nuit.
Merci.
À demain.
Merci, Sophie.
Bye-bye, everyone out there.
Thank you, Sophie.
Enjoy the matches.
I shall return a little later with Lady Eleanor for the night session, but in the meantime, it is Simon and Courtney to guide you through what could be a very exciting end to this match and plenty of other intriguing encounters around the grounds as well.
Thank you very much, Marcus, and my apologies for making you work late tonight and first tomorrow morning. I'm going to say it wasn't my fault. Let's hope she's not listening. I did tell Gigi I couldn't do the early one, but, whatever. We'll get there. So, Deanne Parry on the board in this first round match with Annalena Kalinina. Kalinina has a break, 2-1, she leads. Parry hitting back to win the second. Simon Cambers and Courtney Walsh with you for the conclusion of this match and the build-up to the evening session and the debut of the world number one and big, big favourite Jannik Sinner as he opens his Roland Garros account. At about 8:15, shocking double fault from Annalena Kalinina to get things going, Courtney.
That one looked either a little fatigued or perhaps somehow...
Sun-related?
Sun-related. There's curious patches across the court at the moment. It's a very clear blue sky day again here in Paris. Just scorching, stifling conditions, but the way the court works with this magnificent stadium court here, just some patches of light. So a double fault to start this game, having just dropped the game prior to Parry, who fought really hard to try and hold serve, which is so critical early in the third after being broken initially.
Good pass on the forehand from Kalinina. Parry was attacking at the net, but she couldn't cut off the volley, and it's 15-all.
It's been intriguing. We talk about the crowd potentially coming back into this stadium. There's so many good matches in action around the courts, and at some stage soon we'll get to some of the scores, some really tight tussles. But it's also been hot. People need to get out and take a break sometimes.
That's just the thing. People can't sit in the sun for too long. Now, I would say that four-fifths of the court is, or four-fifths of the stadium is shaded, which is good. It's just one section to the players, to the side of the court, which is bathed in sunshine still. As Courtney said, there hasn't really been a cloud in the sky since we arrived here. Drop shot from Kalinina, draws in Parry, goes cross-court, does the French woman, tries to force Kalinina to put it up the line, and she misses, and it's 15-30.
Really clever play there. Didn't over-commit in terms of power. She found a nice angle. Look, it was still there to be made by Kalinina, but she was full stretch on the run, wide to the backhand. It would have been a hard one to control, and that's what was proven. Netted that attempted a passing shot, and here we have Diane Parry, half a window here at 15-30.
Yep, that hold of serve, very important in the last game for Parry. Kalinina serves down the middle of the court. Forehand return from Parry. Drop shot from Kalinina again. In comes Parry. Loses her balance and misses the backhand wide.
Nice change up there from Kalinina. Really had the local favourite stretching, just not quite able to control it. And again, it's that movement forwards that sometimes can really bring players undone. You've got the weight of momentum going through the shot.
Using the drop shot a lot.
And crowd sensing this is a big moment. You can hear that applause.
30 all. First serve in the net from Kalinina. Parry waits about 4 or 5 feet behind the baseline, runs around her backhand, hit a forehand down the middle of the court, not giving Kalinina any angles to create havoc. And the backhand goes in the net from Kalinina, and it is break back point for Parry, 30-40.
And I think the courtside microphones are going to tell you the tale of what unfolds in a point here. The crowd is really starting to get involved. You can hear the cries of a lay around the stadium as Parry works her way back into this third set. An opportunity here to square it at 2-2.
Parry with a strapping on her left thigh. Standing again about 6-7 feet behind the baseline to return this first serve from Kalinina. Goes inside out with a big forehand that just lands wide.
She went after that, didn't she? Really tried to rip it. I love the intent and not far wide.
Yeah, she wasn't going to just roll it in.
She's such an impressive-looking shot maker, Simon. I think there's quite a few notes here, a few emails that have come in to French Open Radio at fft.arthur, talking about that one-handed backhand. We'll get to them soon, but it is such a flourish. Beautiful shot to watch.
Well, she's running around it right now to hit a forehand inside in, slightly in the wrong position, and nets it, and it's game point, Kalinina.
And I guess it's the risk-reward sort of situation there, Simon. She ended up hitting that forehand off balance and also well and surely in the singles to doubles line area of the court behind the baseline. Pretty high-risk shot, not much margin for error, and she made a mistake.
She did. Kalinina just waits as the ball toss is not where she wants it to be. Goes again. Serving out wide, misses. Kalinina's won 3 of their 4 previous meetings. Second serve is in the middle of the box. Again, Parry runs around her backhand, hit a heavy topspin forehand. This time goes inside in. Good defense from Kalinina, but it goes long. Back to juice.
So even in this service game, we're seeing the pattern of the match. It is very much on Parry's racket. She's more powerful. She seems to have a little more variety at her disposal. It's just trying to choose the right shot, the right moment. And she managed to do that through the second set, a very impressive second set.
Yeah, and the crowd, which is getting more vocal, is helping her. Juice, Kalinina into the net with the first serve. Shakes her hair out the back of her cap for a moment. Second serve. Ooh, that was right onto the back edge of the service line. For a moment, it looked like it was going to be a double fault. She's under pressure as Kalinina, and she's missed the backhand on the defensive. Bunts it long, and it is a break point again for Parry. Second one in this game.
skipped right around that that forehand again so well. So she really does open up the court. She's shown in this returning game that she can hit it either way from deep in the backhand advantage court. Great forehand.
Yeah, we talk a lot about her backhand, but her forehand's doing the damage right now. It is break point. Here is the backhand sliced down the middle of the court. Short forehand from Kalinina and the forehand in the net from Parry. Maybe just didn't get the depth she wanted on that return.
And the groan of disappointment there, similar to what just unfolded downstairs when Simon, the French Tennis Federation, have put on a delightful array of cheeses downstairs. Some local fare, and Simon was denied a brie. Whoa. A look very fine-looking brie just before we came on air. So he's
shocking,
disappointed as well.
Only because we are so professional. That's why we're coming on air. Backhand return sliced deep this time from Parry at Deuce. Then goes with the slice again, just a foot within the baseline of Kalinina. Then comes the big topspin backhand, pushing Kalinina right back. In comes Parry on the drive volley. It's good. Too good for Kalinina, and it's another break point chance.
She's really working the angles very well here, Simon. I love the drive volley. She got in position well. We talked about how the shadows are slightly awkward. There are flashes and flourishes of sunlight on that court that are going to be in her eyes, but she was able to work through that volley very nicely.
She used the heavy topspin backhand. She knew it was going to kick up right, really high for Kalinskaya and make it tough. Came in after it and put the drive volley away. And she's got a second serve to look at. She stands on the angle, waiting. No, she's going to have to hit a backhand. She goes with a slice. Kalinina runs around it to hit a forehand inside in. Parry scooting across to her right. Squash shot back from Kalinina is long. And the break is back for Parry. And Parry is back. It's 2-2 in the third.
So interesting. Just watching Kalinina after that point. She took a few steps forward. Trying to compose herself now. She's back towards the side of the court. Had a quick chat with her coach. She grabs the towel. But this has gone completely the other way to what unfolded in the first set, where she was the steadier player up against a local player on her home court. There were some nerves from Parry. She settled. She was a dominant player in the second set. And having lost that opening service game, a brief blip of concentration, a dip in concentration, back at 2-2.
This is Parry's eighth Roland Garros appearance. Made the third round once in 2022. Second round a few times. Looking to get back to that second round and move on from there. It's a good first serve to start things off, but Kalinskaya is equal to it. Forehand cross court from Kalinskaya, and the forehand goes long from Parry, and the Ukrainian moves up love 15 in this fifth game of the final set on a beautiful evening at Roland Garros. It's 7:10 local time, about an hour away in theory from the start of the Yannick Sinner match. Depends how long this one takes.
We're almost 2 hours on the clock here. It's, you know, this is a testing day for all players. Paris is a little bit like Melbourne during the Australian Open as Parry rips the serve down the tee, draws the error from the forehand side. The later the afternoon progresses, the warmer it seems to get.
Yeah, the heat of the day is about 5 o'clock, 6 o'clock, whereas I swear it always used to be sort of 2-3 in Europe, but things are changing. And it's just that cumulative effect of heat for so long. And as you said, more than 2 hours on the clock, or coming up to, it is tough for these players. I think that's why we're seeing the umpires giving them plenty of leeway with time between points and little breaks at the end of sets and stuff. Common sense coming in. It's 2-2, 15-2. Second serve, Parry. Forehand return from Kalinina. Slightly mishit and goes wide. 30-15. She wants to have a look at it. Pretty sure it was out.
Just wondering if that's a little strategy as well to perhaps buy some time between points. It was similar to what she did at the end of that last service game where the squash shot, when forced very wide, trying to make a defensive forehand, floated well long. She wanted up to have a look at the mark as well there.
Only been to the second round once, Kalinskaya, in 4 previous appearances. That was in 2024. Parry starting to build on this momentum. kicks the serve to the backhand of Kalinskaya. Slice from the French woman deep to the forehand of the Kalinskaya, who goes forehand cross court from Parry. Up the line goes Kalinskaya, has to move forward to a short ball from Parry. Parry gets there quickly on the backhand, forehand side. In comes to the drop shot from Kalinskaya. Kalinskaya gets there, puts the backhand pass past Parry in for a winner.
Really lovely play there and great touch.
Did very well to get there. Did I say Kalinskaya? Wow. I was thinking about Kalinskaya earlier because she played Loic Boisson, of course. Kalinina doing a very good job of first with a drop shot and then the backhand pass. Just past the outstretched racket of Parry. And it's back to 30-all on Deanne Parry's serve. And Elina Kalinina, as we said, fifth Roland Garros appearance. Looking to get to the second round for only the second time. Serve down the tee from Parry. Goes inside in with the forehand. Kalinina up the line. Drop shot from Parry. It's a pretty good one. Kalinina has to change her angle of direction. Up goes the lob from Parry as Kalinina back pedals the forehand into the open court from Parry. Beautifully done.
Well crafted, well executed. Didn't overplay any of those shots. The drop shot was very good. Not quite good enough to be a clean winner, but it certainly forced Kalinina into a position where she was uncomfortable. The lob, again, didn't try and make the winner, just forced her back, and Kalinina not able to do much with the retrieval there, straight down the middle, and she didn't overhit the forehand. She just waited to see which way her rival moved, and then plenty of topspin down the backhand side for a winner.
Game point, Deanne Parry serves to the backhand of Kalinina, which goes long, and the Frenchwoman pumps her fist. And she is ahead in this final set for the first time. She leads 3-2. And as the crowd fills up quickly here, perhaps getting ready for the Jannik Sinner night session, the fact that this match was moved from Court 7 in the first place is definitely a help, you would think, to Parry. You know, the atmosphere, the sort of thrill of playing on the main court, Court Philippe Chatrier, has to be a boost. Took her a while, but she's really worked herself into this match after losing that first set 6-love.
I guess it's a dual-edged sword. You initially you think, oh, hang on, now I'm playing with a lot of expectations, the big stadium crowd, but the flip side is that if you can get yourself into the match, you know the French fans are going to be well and truly behind you. And they're, you know, expectation is a big thing, but there's also a wave. So chat between the umpire there and Kalinina. Your favourite one-head backhand, Simon. We've seen a man yesterday bow out, Stan Wawrinka. It was such a powerful shot. Last night we saw Richard Gasquet on court as one of the four musketeers at the farewell ceremony to Gael Monfils. And I love this about the Roland Garros, the French Federation. They do these retirements and farewells so well. But yep. Those two for mine were just beautiful backhands. I know you hit a lovely one-handed backhand yourself. Maybe you don't quite get as much rip.
I hit one once.
You might get it a little bit late occasionally and blast that backhand off return. I'm not sure what Stefan's backhand is. Stefan, have you got a nice backhand? Well, that looks
he's
at all.
Too modest to say. Obviously, his is just as good as Wawrinka and Gasquet's. My favourite, I think Wawrinka might be my favourite of the two, of those two. You probably include Roger Federer in there, the lovely backhand. I think Stan, I just loved the power he could get. I think Gasquet could hit more whip and more spin, but Wawrinka's was more damaging.
As we have another situation here where Kalinina, having missed a shot only marginally, right up to the net to double check. She wanted to get the assessment of the umpire, who climbs down, signals wide. There's an ongoing chat between them, and she's denied. I did see something very curious yesterday in a Kokkinakis match versus Atmain, where Kokkinakis managed to convince the umpire to overturn a call at a pretty critical stage in the fourth set. He was right, I believe. I think a wrong mark may have been circled initially.
Oh, I see, with the wrong mark. Does happen sometimes, yeah.
And the skidding, the trajectory of the ball and which way the mark was skidding.
And was it correct on Hawkeye as well? Drop shot from Kalinina is beautiful. Gets herself back to 15-all. It's on a two-hander. Just feathers that ball cross-court. Just cleared the net. Clean winner.
Look, I know I should have been using my eyes, but I was deafened by the reception of the reaction to what was going on from the French fans. They weren't necessarily as in favour of overturning their call as what the Australian was.
Fair enough. Galina serving. 2-3, 15-all. Not finding too many first serves right now. And Parry takes a little step forward in her return position. Runs around the back end again and pulls a forehand really deep with a lot of spin. There's that beautiful one-handed backhand pushing Kalinina back. Kalinina goes after a forehand cross court. More spin on the forehand from Parry. Kalinina tries to follow her and puts the forehand long. 15-30.
It's been an impressive resurgence in this match. And again, after that dip of concentration at the start of the third set, to settle again, to find a rhythm. And there's that crowd getting right behind Parry.
Well, she's done such an amazing job after dropping that first set, 6-love, to work her way back into this match, into a winning position. Kalinina serves again down the middle of the box. Enables Parry to whip a forehand inside in. And it's 2 break points for France's Diane Parry.
And as you noted before, she's stepping around that ball so well, really opening up that, I suppose, all of the court with that forehand. And when she makes it, it's got some pop.
Yep, she is using that forehand as her dominant shot. Absolutely. Serve out wide from Kalinina, just slides wide. And second serve, she's quickly back into her motion. There's the second serve. Decent one. Parry runs around her backhand again to get a forehand. She's slightly out of position. Miss hits the forehand. It's going to land in. Forehand cross court. A really good one from Kalinina. Deep, very close to the sideline. And it wins her the point. And she's still facing break point, but she saved one of them.
Fine margins, but a beautifully executed shot.
Yeah, it didn't look totally under control, but it was very close and very good. Yeah, it's amazing how often people lose the first set 6-love and come back. Come to that in a minute.
I tended to lose the first set 6-love, Simon, and find myself in the shower not long after, as the second goes pretty similarly.
It's pretty tough to get out of. Forehand from Parry. Now she's moving back, right back behind the baseline to hit a lofted backhand. Kalinina also reverses to hit her own forehand. They're standing a long way behind the baseline, and Parry misses a forehand long. Oh, that's the thing. When you change where you are in the court or behind the court, your angles are different, your range is different, and she missed that forehand by a matter of inches. Back to juice.
A question we'll get to after this game here, but it's an interesting one. From Matt, writing from London. I'm not sure if you know the answer to that one, Simon, but it's one worth canvassing.
I do. I don't know if they're actually using it, but I do know the answer. Missed first serve from Kalinina at juice. Second serve. Again, straight down the middle of the box. Brilliant return from Parry, right onto the baseline. Dug out well by Kalinina. And again, they're both miles behind the baseline as they rally forehand to forehand, inside out. Now this time Parry hits a slice backhand. Kalinina steps forward, goes up the line with a backhand. Short reply from Parry. Kalinina inside out backhand. Doesn't put it away. Doesn't need to, because Parry nets the forehand.
Really good defensive skills there. That return was rifled and had her under immense pressure. She was able to deflect it, bunt it back deep into the court, work her way back into the baseline, back towards the baseline where she was in a better position, and that forced the French woman further and further back, and that forehand was just a slap into the net, wasn't it?
It was, yeah. She was under pressure and got herself into it and then missed it. Game point, Kalinina, to level at 3-all in this final set. Good serve out wide, chopped back on the backhand side, deep by Parry. Gets herself in position to hit one of those ripping single-handed backhands and catches the tape with a forehand, and it falls back her side, and Kalinina does hold, and it's 3-all.
So the question from Matt is, thank you for the wonderful courage. We'll give ourselves a pat on the back. Now, that's very kind of you, Matt. Thank you for that. Do we know if Roland Garros uses any sort of heat stress index like the one we saw at the Australian Open earlier this year, memorably used in the Sinner versus Spazieri match, which I was covering, and it was quite extraordinary circumstances. It was also unbelievably hot that day. Oh. That was hot enough to...
The day I went outside for half an hour, and that was just to get on the tram to get into the venue. Unbelievable. Yeah,
brutal day. And the answer to this is, you know the answer, I believe.
Yes, I asked the French Tennis Federation about this. There is a heat rule that takes several factors into account as Parry starts her service game at 3-all. Heat, humidity. If it reaches 30.1 degrees, we adjust the playing conditions. At 32.2 degrees, outdoor matches are suspended and they can close the roof. But neither of these changes has ever occurred at Roland Garros. But, I mean, I need to find out whether they've actually put it into use, because nothing's been suspended yet.
No, and it was certainly predicted to be 32 today, wasn't it?
Like 33, 34, I think. So the temperature, we thought, was higher than that. So I don't know exactly what's going on. We need to find out from the officials here. Kalinina's won the first point on the Parry serve. Crowd's trying to get behind Parry. Had chances to go up a break, and now she's fighting in this service game. But that'll help as Kalinina nets a forehand return. Just a quick update on what else is going on. Daniel Altmaier, 4-2 up on Felix Auger-Aliassime, the number 4 seed this year. First set, Bublik. Looks like he's going to take it to 5 against Jan-Lennard Struff. 5-3 up in the fourth, 2-1 down. And Luciani Dardari is a set and 2-love up on Sebastian Offner. Dennis Shapovalov trailing 2 sets to Jaime Faria. Jacob Fernley fighting against Juan Manuel Cerúndolo, down a set, but on serve 4-5 in the second. And Francisco Comesana of Argentina up a set on Ethan Quinn, 4-all in the second. Katerina Siniakova up a set on Simona Valtert, 6-4, 2-1. So you're pretty much up to date, apart from Madison Keys, who's... looking like she's going to go a break up on Hannah van der Winkel of Belgium. 3-2, 15-40 on the Belgian serve. Parry serving at 30-15 at 3 games apiece. Make that 40-15 as Kalinina nets a backhand. And it's a chance for Parry to move ahead once more. Yeah, I was going to say, the number of times, the percentage of times that a player loses the first set 6-love on tour over the last 5 or 6 years is about 10%. And goes on to win.
Is that right?
It's amazing. And it's higher that they win the second set, something like 19%. It varies slightly, men and women, but it's about 9 or 10% of the time they actually come back and win, which is amazing.
And again, it is the beauty of the system. You still need to win 2 sets, or effectively in the men's 3 sets, no matter, you know, if you drop the first, well, the equation is the same. Margin for error is slimmer, but obviously the equation is the same. An impressive hold there. And that's 4-3.
That's on the ATP and WTA tour. In slams, it's similar in the women's, but obviously different in the men's because it's best of five. But it's just interesting that the dynamic, the mental dynamic, is interesting because you sometimes when you win a first set 6-love, everything's going so well, you think, you know, this is great. But then, what often happens at the start of the second, you might get broken. And then you think, I'm not quite playing as well as I was. And the other player thinks, oh, okay, I'm in the match now. And then it all changes. As you say, it's only 2 sets to win.
And it could well be that, you know, having persisted, for example, with game plan A, they may move to game plan B or plan C and try and throw some different tactics and find something that works as well, or at least momentarily throws their rival off what they've been doing. And that can be enough to force a subtle shift in the, I suppose, the mental approach.
Exactly.
Just having a look at Parry's sort of recent form, we know that she got to a ranking of about top 50, 48 in late 2024. She's currently positioned at 92 in the world. But I look at her recent form and she made the final and effectively took the title of a strong 1-2-5 in Paris just halfway through this month. It was pitted against Madison Keys, who was trying to get some match practice in the final. Madison Keys had taken the first set in that match and withdrew halfway through, precautionary situation. But you know, she beat some very good players through that run to the final of a 1-2-5. Nice work at Indian Wells earlier this year to come through qualifying, win a couple of rounds. Win a round and played Keys again a bit tight. So, you know, the form for mine is that of someone who is more talented, or certainly far more capable than what her current sort of ranking suggests.
Kalinina moving at her best. Around the court.
And at her best.
Draws the error. Yeah, exactly. She's got the talent. We've always seen that. Some, you know, very nice, very stylish player. Lots of good shots. And good things about her game is just about getting those wins at the top level. 15 love, Kalinina. Sort of hush goes around the stadium. A little lull in momentum, lull in drama for a moment as Kalinina takes the pace off her first serve to make sure she makes it, and it works because Parry goes for too much on the off forehand return and puts it wide.
And she looks skyward in disappointment after that one as well. Yeah. Such a tense time in this match, and you know, it can go, it can slip away pretty quickly. So, you know, you want to be making sure you're making your rival play on that second serve.
There's so much on it too. Good money, ranking points, prestige, getting through to a second round of your home Grand Slam. That's why there's some nerves. Kalinina serving at 3-4, 30 love. Very short second serve. Gets punished by Parry, but it doesn't because it's a miss hit and it drifts into the tram lines. And it's a very simple service game so far for Anna-Lena Kalinina, 40 love.
After a couple of challenging ones earlier in this set,
Parry needs to make Kalinina work for her service game. Another serve that she takes all the pace off Kalinina. Pretty smart play because the forehand goes long from Parry. It's a love hold. And we are at level at 4-all. And the crowd don't know what to do here. The crowd need to get behind Parry.
It was such a flat returning game. There was not...
Radio Roland Garros. Radio Roland Garros will be with you from 11 local time, broadcasting live from Paris, bringing you ball by ball commentary, exclusive interviews, and all the very latest news.
Radio Roland Garros.
Listen again, replay.
It's reason to, you know, not much reason for joy. Kalinina didn't do much. As you said, the serve wasn't particularly dynamic. Certainly wasn't overly precise in terms of hitting the spots. Just Parry made a lot of errors.
I could tell you, looking at the Love 6 sets, the story I wrote a few years ago, looked at matches between 2016 and 2021. A player in 22 slams in those 5 years, a player won the first set 6-love 176 times. 16 of those, they actually went on to lose the match, 9% of the time. On the men's side, it was 11.5. On the women, it was 8.7%. So it does happen. And Parry trying to make it happen, which again, she's love 15, lost the first point on her service game in the last service game. She's done it again here.
Really nice, deep return there from Kalinina. Forced her rival back and she just shanked it, basically. Not able to handle the depth or the weight of shot.
Parry serves at love 15. Down the tee, Kalinina hoiks a forehand deep. This time Parry takes pace off her own forehand, hits it with more spin, more depth. Now flattens it out a little bit on the forehand inside in. Goes cross court with a good forehand. Kalinina unstretched to get it on the full stretch to get a backhand back into play. It just about lands in, but Parry puts it away easily from inside the service box. Better point from Parry, and it's 15-0.
She's just capable of so much great shape, but also, you know, the pace of shot. It's easy pace. Having a look at that sort of forehand motion, she is giving herself lots of range, and it's like a whip cracking when she leathers the ball. But I love the fact that she is capable of, if using so much topspin to try and draw her rival out of court or force them further back.
Yeah, that's worked pretty well. 15-0, looking for a good first serve. Gets it. Kalinina can't get it back into play. It was down the tee on the backhand side at full stretch on the two-hander. Always difficult. Didn't try to take her hand off the racket, Kalinina, noticeably. A lot of people with two-handed backhands do take the one hand off. Gives them a more stretch, yeah, exactly. More reach. But she didn't do that. And it's 30-15. Parry serving. Goes down the tee again. Forehand return lifted high, but only lands on the service line. And the forehand from Parry's good. Up goes the lob from Kalinina. It's high. She lets it bounce to Parry. And oh my word, she carves it into the tram lines. What a miss from Deanne Parry.
And she cannot believe it. She puts her left hand to her face, stands there for a second in disbelief. is that potentially a critical moment in this match?
Wow.
Makes that smash on top of the net. She goes to 40-15, two game points. Now in a battle at 30-all, 4-all, having just coughed up a golden opportunity.
Let the ball bounce, which was sensible, made it easier, but made a total hash of it, and now the pressure ramps up. 4-all, final set, 30-all, first round, Roland Garros 2026. Deanne Parry down the tee, good serve, backhand return from Catalina, lands short in the service court. Forehand from Parry's good. Now she hits another one, inside out. Catalina up the line with a backhand, just long. Parry moves to 40-30.
And again, the margins are so fine on that. And